This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
We are in it, full bore. No longer is a radical leftist ideology heading towards us or something that is creeping across the landscape. It is here, and I'm greatly concerned that the church is asleep. I have heard very few, especially younger Christian leaders, grasp the gravity and evils that are so subtly invading our culture. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are clearly Marxist, yet many are afraid to confront the realities, and some even point out that there are some good and some bad aspects. Well, let me just say, there's nothing redeeming about Marxist ideology. While the obvious Marxist group needs addressing, there's also sneak attack that's been brewing for decades. Yes, decades. See, Marxist leftism, at its core, needs to destroy things in order to enact its rule. For the very greatest opposition to Marxism is God's natural law. Marxism needs to attack a society's belief in the absolute truth and God's authority. This is done through the slow removal of God from the public square, education, history, and other pillars. They do it through shame, guilt, and the apparent kindness and openness of relativist thought. Eventually, it is no longer possible or tolerated to believe in absolute truth, for that is offensive to the community. Hence, we experience cancel culture and relativistic ideology that removes any possibility of a sovereign, transcendent God. Further, Marxism needs the family unit to be broken down in order to re-educate a generation. The family is seen as an obstacle to the community. Sound familiar? Ever feel like the school system has more influence on your kids than your own family? Then on to gender issues, sexual distortion, and a breakdown of the family. And the Marxists have a new generation to mold. Over the past 10 years especially, the church sat back and watched this happen. We, and I bear some of this blame along with everyone, diminished legacy programs, Bible studies, Sunday school, VBS, tighter community events, all in the name of convenience and attractiveness to a busy culture. We've taught our church youth more about behavior and moral deism than we have about biblical literacy. Church pulpits and challenging messages have been exchanged for cool topics that bounced off of the latest blockbuster movie. We could go on all day about mistakes made, but my friends, the bottom line is Marxism is here, and we have a choice to make. Will we wake up and denounce Marxist ideas of social justice and critical theory and recognize that Marxism is inherently antibiblical? Will we stand for objective truth, personal responsibility, and a sovereign God? Will we stand for the biblical notion of family, of liberty, of right and wrong? Karl Marx said himself that his twofold plan is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. If you need any proof of the goals of the enemy at the gate, can you not see that this is exactly what is happening through the progressive left? Some might say that the church just needs to continue forward and not address these issues. And I say that's not only irresponsible, it's hypocritical. The very same people will fight for the poor and the oppressed in so many good works endeavors. While Marxism is incredibly destructive and brutal, causing great harm to people, killing millions across the world. So how is it not important to address? Furthermore, it cuts at the very heart of the truth of the gospel, the claim that Jesus is Lord. He is I am, the only way, that he alone can save, is directly contrary to Marxism. Dear friend, brother, sister, co-laborer in the Lord, the time is now to take a stand. Leftist, progressive, neo-Marxist thought is in direct conflict with the Bible. You cannot jive the two, for they are at odds at the core. You cannot be a Marxist Christian. It's just not possible. Stand up, be bold. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 13, unity in the church can only be possible when it is centered on the truth. Apart from standing for the truth, all truth, unity is impossible, and we mishandle the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.